Over 6,500 people attended the 56th running of the I-500 snowmobile endurance race Saturday. With that many people in a relatively small space, things could go bad quickly. But most of those in attendance did not know the protection that was present on, and around, the I-500 grounds. According to Chippewa County 9/11 Director Greg Postma, to keep those at the event safe and respond quickly to any accidents on the racetrack were top priorities. He had several local, county, state, tribal and federal agencies on site. Bay Mills Police Department, Chippewa Co. Aries, AUXCOM, Chippewa Co. Central Dispatch, Chippewa Co. Sheriff Office, Michigan Department of Natural Resources, Michigan State Police, My Michigan Medical Center, Sault Ste. Marie Fire Department, Sault Ste. Marie City Police Department, Sault Ste. Marie Police Department. Auxiliary, Sioux Tribe Police Department, Sugar Island Fire Department, United States Border Patrol, United States Coast Guard, United States Customs and United States Homeland Security Investigations all played an integral part on race day. Sault Ste. Marie Fire Chief Edwin Miller said incidents at the event were minimal, with only one racer taken to My Michigan Sioux during the race. Outside of the racetrack, Miller said three people were transported to My Michigan Sioux with one refusal. This is the first year the Michigan State Police Mobile Command Center was used and was located inside the 1 mile oval. Previously, the auxiliary building at the top of the hill was used as the command center. With all the fire, police, EMS together, it's easier to coordinate all the responses from this location. It's good to have all this coordination with the available resources, Miller said. Inside the MSP Mobile Command Center, several people watched monitors from cameras located around the property, including advanced cameras atop the command center itself. With no major incidents on and off the track, Miller concluded that it was a great race.